Good morning, everyone. A very interesting question from Amsterdam in Holland. Sylvan asks about genetic engineering. He mentions, you do not mention much in Hinduism today about genetic engineering. In Hinduism today, the Hindu International Magazine, we try to do in-depth articles, and a lot of background study goes before we print. We've been studying genetic engineering, and your article that you're sending to us will probably start a series of articles on this subject. It's still a lot of unknown things, such as how does it affect vegetarianism when animal genes are put into vegetables. We don't yet know, so we have to do a thorough investigation and get many opinions on the subject before we print a final conclusion. Sylvan, we're very happy that you brought up this subject. We're looking forward to seeing your article. And we're going to ask all of you in cyberspace who know anything about genetic engineering to email us what you know and where we can find as much information as possible. Send it to letters@hindu.org. A cyberspace devotee in Dallas, Texas wonders if one can have an affinity for two gurus at the same time, or could even one have two gurus? The word guru, of course, means teacher. There are teachers of dance, teachers of music. A sadguru is a teacher of the eternal truths. And yes, you can have several gurus and learn from them. And the guru that benefits you the most over the years would obviously be your guru. It's traditional in Sanatana Dharma that a family has allegiance to only one guru, but that takes time to find out who he might be and mix with his congregation and followers. A cyberspace devotee in Arizona asks, how do you get into the astral plane? Do you have to die? Or can you do it through meditation or sleep? The astral world is a duplicate of this physical world that we see with our two eyes. We are more in the astral world than perhaps we realize. Every time you move your physical body, you move the astral body first. When you go to sleep at night, you leave the physical body and are in the astral body, visiting family, friends, and other people who are in their astral bodies, people who are in their astral bodies and have no physical body to go back to, but you don't remember when you awaken. Because the astral brain is a higher vibration, a more refined matter than the physical brain. It takes 3 days or 72 hours or more for the knowledge gained in the astral world to seep into the physical brain. Therefore, you don't identify. Those on a spiritual quest go into the astral plane nearly every night and study with great teachers there, mix with other devotees, and improve their life.